there's another point, and I'll end with this. This is enough to say that whatever's going on has nothing to do with drugs. You know, I mean, some other purpose, and I think it's obvious what the purpose is. But there's a final point to be made about that. It's well known how to deal with drug problems. It's not a small problem. I mean, substance abuse is a serious problem. The worst part is tobacco, the next is alcohol, and down below are lots of other drugs. And the way to deal with it is by treatment. Prevention and treatment. Prevention, of course, means eliminating the social conditions out of which it arises, but just plain treatment. And it's effective. There are major studies which compare the effectiveness, government-funded studies, you know, major ones, that compare the effectiveness of treatment to other approaches. The major one by Rand Corporation compared treatment, prevention and treatment, just in terms of cost effectiveness, to criminal justice, what's called, I hate to use the word, what's called criminal justice in the United States, and it was about 7 times as effective treatment. They compared it with interdiction, it's about 11 times as effective. They compared it with what's called source country control, that's what we're doing in Colombia, it was 23 times as effective. So by substantial measures, these are much more effective ways of dealing with the substance abuse problem, which is a problem, you know, and if you want to deal with it, that's the way to do it. There were some proposals from the Office of Budget Management and also from a couple of congressional representatives, Nancy Pelosi in California particularly, to put in amendments to the Columbia plan for small amounts of money for treatment. And they're killed. You know, that's not the idea. The idea isn't to use the cost-effective methods to treat the problem that exists. It's to kill peasants. And that's the plan that was passed.